What is the situation in Denmark regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, and how does the vaccination program in your country progress?
Well, I think we have managed quite well to limit the infection rate. So we have about 300 to 500 infection cases a day, and we test a lot of people. It's like between 110,000 and 140,000 people a day, and the population is half the size of Greece. So that's going comparatively well, and we are opening up a little bit from Monday. The vaccine, it's a little tricky because we have hoped that we would get more doses, but we are under the same restrictions as other countries. But it's going quite well, so we have about almost 5% having got the first jab, and I think it's 2% who has got the second jab as well.
Probably the restriction measures that Denmark has already taken has helped the country to reduce the rates. Is that the case, you think, Ambassador?
Yes, I think there is. I would even say there's a kind of a spirit among people in Denmark. So many people back all the efforts from the authorities, and most people think it's worthwhile. But I have to be honest, there is also a debate. You know, some say that we should open up more, and it's not all people who understand why can we open this thing and not the other thing, this shop and not the other shop. So I guess it's the same debate they have in many countries.
But people reacted well to the measures imposed. They complied with the authorities.
Yes, I think so. But if I walk the streets of Kifisia, where I live, I have to say that although there can't be many people on the streets, they queue up with good distance, and all people use the face mask. And so I also think that the Greek people are quite well disciplined, if you can use that expression.
I was also referring, Your Excellency, to the restrictive measures that Denmark has introduced for the borders as well.
Yeah, the problem is especially the British mutation. It spreads faster, and there are even signs that the illness itself is harder to people than the sort of normal mutation. So this is why we have been quite restrictive on entering by plane and over the land borders and sea borders as well.
Let's move on to issues not related to the COVID-19 pandemic now. Denmark is a very popular destination for tourists. What makes your country so unique?
Well, it's always difficult to say how you brand a nation, but Denmark is a small, idyllic tourist country. It has a reputation of being an orderly country. I mean, we are high on the list of, you know, international list of competitiveness and doing business and well-being and all this thing about the Danes being the most happy people on the planet and so on. So that I think that spurs some curiosity from foreign countries and foreign tourists coming to our country. And I mean, when you come to Denmark, you meet mostly friendly people. It's easy to go around. It's small. It's environmentally healthy. It has high standard beaches. And also, I think some tourists are interested in the way we do the green thing, which means all these bicycles that we have, for instance, Copenhagen. If you wake up a morning rather early, you can see all these bicycles, all these people going to work by bicycles. I think it's 40% of the Copenhagen population that go to work that use their bicycle. So that's interesting in itself. So it's a mix of classic tourist attractions and also some political things, like how is it that we run our society.
That definitely makes your country unique, Your Excellency. Now, is Copenhagen a city that uses new technologies and eco-friendly cars? Is it a smart city, as many in the Scandinavian region?
I think it's fair to call it a smart city, but the smartest thing is still, I would say, the bicycles, all these bicycle lanes and the way you prioritize biking instead of cars. What we see is that we get all these bicycles, a special arrangement for bicycles. But then when it comes to electric cars and hybrid, we are in the beginning of the infrastructure here, and we need more charging stations, just like any other big European city. So this is how we run it.
Your Excellency, what Danish best practices would you like to see in Athens or Greece in general?
Well, again, I think the way that we have planned Copenhagen is a good, should be inspiration for Athens, I would say. We have a lot of green areas and all the bicycle things I just mentioned. We have the limitations to cars many places. So that definitely also attracts a lot of people and makes Copenhagen an interesting city. And Copenhagen has been named the most livable city in the world several times by Monocle magazine, which is a lifestyle magazine based in London. And this is because of the clever planning and all the decisions, the right decisions taken by the Copenhagen municipality, I think.
How popular is Greece to citizens of Denmark as a tourism destination?
It's very popular, I can say. It's a good thing. It also gives a little bit of work for the embassy because some of the tourists get problems when they come to Greece. So if they lose their passports and wallets and so on, so we have to help them. But we do that gladly. Now, the thing is, we get up to 400,000 Danish tourists every year. And that's very fine for us. It's like 7-8% of the population. So that's the good thing. And we have also hopes that this will increase. So it's immensely popular. And every time I speak to a Dane, they always have, or almost always have, a good story about Greece. They, you know, this island or this hotel or this wonderful restaurant or this place in Athens that they like a lot. So it's very popular.
How do you plan to improve or better enhance relationships with Greece?
Well, if we continue talking about tourists, I think there's a big potential for enhancing Danish tourists to Greece even more. If you market Greek food and the Greek tourist destinations and not least your wine, there's a big wine interest in Denmark and the Greek wines are very, very interesting for Danes. So there's a variety of elements that you could put into such a campaign. So that's a tourist thing. Then I would say at the business level, we work hard at the embassy to encourage Danish exports to Greece, and especially after the decision on the EU recovery package of the money given to, among other countries, Greece. So there we have big plans in offshore wind energy, and we also have a huge pharmaceutical export to Greece. So a lot of potential, also a big potential for Greek products in Denmark. So it's a matter of marketing, and Greek business would definitely enhance their marketing efforts in Denmark. And the last thing I would mention is sort of the good political relationship that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I have to mention that there's a fantastic good relationship between the Danes and the Greek Prime Minister. They have a good personal chemistry, and they talk a lot every time they are together at meetings in Brussels. And we hope that there will be a possibility to have a bilateral visit sometime in during this year or definitely next year. So there's a good relationship on a personal basis between the two prime ministers. That's a very, very good thing. And they are all with great openness and a very high degree of accessibility among my Greek partners. So I'm very happy to work here in Greece and be an ambassador of Denmark to Greece.